This episode is sponsored by Autumn. That's right, the changing of the seasons is upon us yet again. The leaves have changed their colors and are beginning to crunch at our feet. The air is crisp, and the smell of hearty stews and delicious pies fill the air. What better time to bundle up and explore the outdoors, or as the kids say, touch grass. Take this time to check out your local parks and lakes and find a trail to take a stroll. Autumn will be here next year, but why wait? It's beautiful now. Take care, stay warm, and go enjoy autumn.
And we're back. Yes, 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 the rumors were true. Qualified Nonsense is back and ready to be the center of your attention for the next 30 plus minutes. Or waste. You be the judge. Either way, we're back, ready to roll, and are even changing up the format a little bit for your listening enjoyment. But for now, put on that nightgown, get your lipstick ready, tuck the junk, and put the lotion in the basket. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Brandon.
This is Qualified Nonsense.
What a way to start, Matt.
The late, great Hannibal Lecter. Welcome back to another
This is actually episode. An impressions show.
I know. Yeah. well, I feel like that impression is going to be hopefully dated by the time this comes out. But yeah, we welcome to another episode. Drop us a line. Our email and our socials are all still the same, so qualifiednonsense@gmail.com, or we'll have the episode descriptions in the social media links in the episode description. So just
spoken like somebody who utilizes it a lot. They'll be they'll be on Google.
I don't find it.
ask your grandkids. Make sure you rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. I'm out of practice. It's been a while.
It has been a bit of time, and we've been up to no good in our separate realms, as it were. What have you guys been up to, Brandon? What did you do? You like went and did something, right?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons why we stopped our episode. The last episode we recorded was December of 2023. So,
which episode was that?
69, dudes.
Hell yeah!
Correct. The weed number. I decided to pursue my MBA, which is a Master's of Business Administration degree. Oh. I was able to get it done within 6 months, which nice.
Beat the system.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how quickly I want to do it.
Congratulations. That's no small feat.
Thank you. As we're recording this, I went to graduation for it last month. And that was in Salt Lake City, which, I enjoyed Salt Lake City a lot more than I thought I would. I'd never been there, but, yeah, it's a nice place. I didn't get converted or anything, but,
that's what happens when you judge a book by its cover, man.
I am shocked that you didn't get converted. Shocked. I feel like one of our last episodes, we were talking about like religion and being more, sort of like, not interested in different religions, but like less antagonistic towards religions. And so the fact that you're not a Mormon, because I feel like if you like dip your toe in, you may as well go whole hog and do the weird one. But yeah, that's interesting. I think I've flown through Salt Lake City, but I've never actually spent time there.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon, unless if your graduation wasn't there, would you have found yourself there out of curiosity?
Honestly, probably not. I was talking to my wife about that Salt Lake City is kind of, I would probably go to other parts of Utah, like, you know, like Arches or Zion. Or, I mean, we didn't do any of those things, but I would definitely want to go back and, you know, go to do some of the more outdoorsy stuff there is to do in Utah. But yeah, like Salt Lake City itself wouldn't have been I mean, it might have been one of the last places I would want to go to. but no, I liked it. I thought it was, they do have like weird, weird liquor laws there, which are kind of fun to learn about.
Or test.
Yeah, well, like you can't, they don't sell beer on draft over 5%. So like every beer that they have on draft is 5% or less. If you do want a stronger beer, you have to get it in a can or bottle. Same thing with the grocery stores. No beer over 5% sold in the grocery store. You have to go to a liquor store to buy beer that's 5% or more. Or same thing with wine. Also, they don't sell mixers in their liquor stores. They only sell liquor, beer, wine. If you want a mixer, you have to go somewhere else.
Do they sell mixers in grocery stores?
Yeah. Yeah. You can buy.
They just make it like the biggest pain in the ass. Like, oh, yeah. We're at the grocery store. What should we have? Oh, we should have. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Let's go to the liquor store and get that. Oh,
wait, sorry, isn't that the same thing in Oregon?
Oh, fuck. No, I gotta go.
Well, no, you do have Oregon to go to a liquor store in Oregon, but yeah, you can buy mixers at the liquor store.
They'll have everything.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't
know. The margarita mix, the maraschino cherries, like.
Which you would think that if they want to discourage drinking or drunkenness, then they would include mixers because that would kind of slow down the absorption of alcohol if you mixed it with something versus.
But it might mean that you can put away more because it's like the taste or I don't know. I'm trying to think though. I don't think in North Carolina the ABC stores. I don't think they sell liquors. Mixers. I don't think they sell anything but alcohol and just hard alcohol. I'll do some investigation.
Sorry, guys. Got to go.
It's for the podcast.
But so I did the MBA thing. I'm done with that. I haven't advanced my job or anything since then, so I'm still in the same position. I got contact lenses. Trying to think what else. We'll probably talk about it, but Matt, Jake, and I went to New Orleans in June.
That's right.
We did do that
for a company trip.
Company trip, yep. It lacked in debauchery, except for when we were back in our room. We don't have to talk about that part. But we had a really good time, and we did a lot of walking and a lot of dive bar excursion. And that and that was a banger time. We were already talking about when we need to go back. And anyone who hasn't been,
we had a magical evening where the three of us danced to Zydeco.
A magical evening. We were all sore moments after.
Matt, you should mention also your good fortune that Aunt Tiki's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to play poker, but that's all they have down there for like video lottery. They don't have the glorified slot machines, but they have poker machines. And I put $20 in and wound up winning $1,200, which was fun.
Yeah,
it was already late at night, and this was before Jake got there, so it was just Matt and I at this bar, and they had to they didn't have enough cash to pay Matt out because apparently in Louisiana they just pay out the winnings right then and there, which in Oregon you have to go through the state and like they'll send you a check or whatever, but so they didn't have enough cash on hand, so we had to wait. They had to like wake the owner up or whatever to come in and
bring in cash. They tried to be nonchalant about it. And they're like, oh no, we've been hitting a lot of jackpots here this week. It's so uncommon. And I was like, all right. And they're like, do you want to drink while you wait? And I was like, I'm actually going to run up an entire tab. Cause like if your owner ultimately never shows, it was like 1 a.m. And if he never shows, I'm going to walk on a massive bill I'm going to have a massive bill and pay for it with the earnings.
But it was like, it felt like it was like close to 2 hours or something that we were waiting there.
Oh my God. See, I didn't realize that. So from my perspective, I'm like, oh, how's it going down there? I can't wait to come and join you guys. And before going down, they were like, are we going to be gambling? I was like, well, listen, I'm probably not going to be gambling. They're like, no, it'll be fun. And then I get like pictures in our text thread, and it was a ticket. And I was like, okay, well, they're gambling. That's fun. That's cool. And I didn't even realize like the numbers or the information on the ticket until they were like, said something about like buying more drinks on Matt, you know, yuck, yuck. And I looked again and I was like, $1,200. I was like, God damn. And the fact that they, you know, these, anyone who's been to New Orleans knows there's some pretty divey dive bars that that exist and that we were, you know, explicitly seeking out. And I bet they didn't have that kind of cash behind the bar.
Well, they said they probably could have paid out Matt in like fives and ones.
Right. And but then
which someone comes in. I guess it would have taken, but make yourself more of a target.
Yeah.
Although we did back to, admittedly, we did go back to the apartment and I took a picture of me laying in bed with just the money. And
that's like, actually what made me look at the ticket again. Cause I was like, I don't understand what's going on. Like
your wife requested that. Didn't Kara wanted a picture?
Yeah. Kara wanted
you, like,
it. So
laying on the bed with the money,
but we didn't spread it out. It was just the stick. It was just the wrapped. It was just like the 12 wrapped $100 bills. I was like, fuck, we should have gotten those fives and ones. It would have looked better. Just a little wrapped thing of cash.
But it was kind of like, as soon as you got the money, you're like, okay, let's immediately beeline it to the room. Because, I mean,
oh yeah, I didn't want to be
out. Not that there was any like danger or any, but New Orleans after dark isn't, especially kind of where we were. It's not.
You don't
want
a wad
area,
of cash in your pocket,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
Like petty crime is kind of high in New Orleans, and you know, just as long as you don't make yourself a victim, it's fine. But you know, so
yeah, that was a good time.
And we watched.
We did more than just hang out in dive bars and gamble, but
yeah, we went on a nice garden tour in 550 degree weather.
Yeah, we learned a lot about how Nicolas Cage sucks.
Yeah, that's true. Learned a lot about that. We had some delicious food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen to good music.
Yeah. Great music. What was the music and art installation we went to? What was that called?
Jamnola.
Yeah, Jamnola. That was great. Had a great tour guide who was in the music industry. It was fun.
Yeah, he was the sound guy for Dr. John for 15 years.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you guys, Matt, you guys shared a fun couple of Prince sort of like stories or anecdotes that was kind of fun to sort of sit by.
That was cool. Yeah, he had some Prince aspects and stories, which is cool.
Yeah. What about you, Matt? What's been going on?
I mean, New Orleans was definitely a highlight between when we ended and where we are. But family's good. Both kids are officially in school now, so get to actually pick them up in the same location, which is nice.
Nice. And you don't have to pay for daycare.
No, we still do, because we do before and after care.
Ah.
So
do they get carted over with like other kids?
Yeah, it's on location at the school. So
oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Two working parents, it's nice to have that availability at school. Went to New Orleans. That's pretty much it. Staying low key.
My brother-in-law is about to have a baby, and like they were looking at daycare, and it was like $1,900 a month.
So yeah, it's wild.
Yep.
So they talk about saving for college, but you got to save for daycare. Because it's maddening. And yeah, I'm in the same boat as Matt. The boys they're both going to the same school. And we are district for a school that switched last year from, or rather switched this year to a year-round school. So they started at the end of July. And in a couple of weeks, they have their first intersession break. And so instead of having a 3-month summer, they've got periodic 3-week breaks throughout the year, which is kind of cool. It'll help break up the day. This is very, very interesting podcasting information. So other things I've been into is working a lot, and I'm coaching a soccer team. of a bunch of kids. And tonight, if I'm sounding a little bit raspy, is because I ended up being the lead coach, and I yelled at a bunch of kids. I didn't yell at them. I was just like, you know, getting their attention and telling them what to do in a nice coachly way. I wasn't like screaming at them, but I am feeling a little bit raspy.
Pieces of shit. Why don't you?
I did make a bunch of them run laps because me and like the other coaches, like we demonstrated something. We looked back and we're like, did you get it? And everybody was looking in a different direction or horse playing or something. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going on a run. And everyone's like, what? I was like, run. And they're like, ah. So.
And then you started shooting at them and whipping. And
whoosh, Jesus Christ.
Dance.
Go on now, get.
All right. Well, it seems like everything has been riveting. Since
riveting stuff.
I thought that was going to take up the entire time, but we're changing up the podcast a little bit. We're going to do something fun, a little bit different.
How are we doing it? What's different?
Brandon. Enlighten us.
Yeah.
Tell us what we're doing, Brandon.
We decided to change up our format only slightly. Before, we would ask each other questions. And these were just questions that we made up off the top of our heads. And that was getting a little stale, or we were having trouble coming up. We're super uncreative people. So the process of coming up with questions was getting stale, tiresome. So we decided to turn to the good website Reddit. Yeah, good old Reddit, the internet's
not just for your deepest darkest secrets, toilet seat or desires.
Yeah, the toilet seat of the internet, actually. I mean, this is a side tangent, but have you heard of, because Google sucks now, like people, when they Google something, they just Google like you know, how to change a light bulb or Reddit or whatever, just because Reddit is like the best source of information and like archived information on the internet, and like has the biggest wealth of knowledge and is a lot more reliable than the sources that Google is spitting out lately.
Yeah, anyway. I totally use it for handyman purposes too.
You seem like a handy little guy.
Handyman. I just
understood masturbation.
The
family friendly.
So yeah, we've turned to Reddit. We're going to ask, or I guess attempt to answer questions that people will ask on there. So there's different groups
as a podcast, we want to engage with the Reddit community and give them our best qualified nonsense as a blessing to the internet and see how it goes.
And hopefully that'll also spur conversations about, you know, our own anecdotes, because we're hilarious to listen to, I'm sure. But
you guys a lot of cue into our psyches too. I was like, where did you find that one at?
Yeah, if you weren't deeply concerned about us already, buckle up, buckaroo. Send it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have prompted it like that.
We're a little rusty.
Wait, where the hell did it go? Oh, there it is.
Buckaroo, buckaroo. You know the key to comedy, timing.
Timing.
What are we before we break? Because I know people are desperate for respite from our angelic vocals, but what are we imbibing in this evening, gentlemen? What's getting us through the night?
I've got my own homebrewed Oktoberfest Märzen.
Ooh, they're good. Oh, tell me, I'm so interested. So I'm actually drinking a Märzen also.
Ooh.
From North Carolina.
Ach, yeah.
But can you tell me what a Märzen is? Because I thought Oktoberfest was just like Oktoberfest. I understand that was an ignorant thing to say, but
God,
but
how
can you
naive
enlighten us?
Ugh, beer nerds around the world are vomiting at that.
Oh, well, there's two different styles of beer brewed for Oktoberfest. One is a Märzen, which is like the traditional style. It's usually They're both lagers. Both there's a Märzen and then a Fest beer, and the Märzen, they're both lagers. The Märzen is a little bit more maltier, a little higher in alcohol content. It's more amber colored. Fest beer is more of like a crisp, like kind of what you would think of as a German lager, a little lager, more crisper, yeah, lighter colored, a little lower alcohol. That's more what they drink now for Oktoberfest in like Munich and is the Fest beer, because it's lighter, you can drink a lot more of it than the Märzen. But
I'm sure we talked about this last time.
It still has the malty profile.
Yeah, it is a little bit more maltier than like a traditional lager.
Got it. I'm sure we talked about this last time we did a podcast over Oktoberfest or September. But I was in Munich for Oktoberfest in 2013 maybe, and it was a banger. It was a lot of fun, very very interesting, the big tents and the beers, and the barmaids like carrying just like giant stacks and stuff like that. what a time. And the food was delicious. It was like you could have just like a big like pork like knuckle. Oh, so good.
Shove a brat in there. Yeah.
Oktoberfest isn't like that old of a tradition. I was reading about it, and it was like the 1800s is when it started, which you think it's like some ancient German like
century years
tradition.
Old.
Yeah.
But the first one was to celebrate the, I'm actually looking it up right now, the marriage of Crown Prince of Bavaria, who later became King Louis I, to Princess Teresa von Schassen-Hildenberghausen. So it's basically Oktoberfest started in 1810 to celebrate a royal wedding.
Was it the same royalty that built Neuschwanstein, the Disney castle in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so not only is the castle fun to say, but Neuschwanstein is like a castle that was built to look like it was an ancient castle, because there's a ton of castles in Europe, right, and England, but they built it to make it look old, but it was made with cement and stuff because the Bavarian king like fantasized about like sort of medieval life, and he just tanked the Bavarian economy by erecting these huge castles and these huge sort of like structures that were reminiscent of ages gone by. Pretty interesting
history. Also sounds like a Rammstein song.
It does sound like a Rammstein song. Oh, Rammstein, are they still around? Man,
they're touring.
Don't understand what they're saying. Don't they? Aren't they like? Aren't they a little bit problematic?
So, actually, Oktoberfest, it started. The marriage was between the first guy was King Ludwig I, and the guy who built the Neuschwanstein or whatever castle.
Castle. Oh, that was the same guy.
Ludwig II.
Oh, so his dad, so like they're just like a long line of, or a short line of partiers that waste a lot of money.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hey, but which castle is Call of Duty the first one set in?
Oh, that's, those are good questions. If anyway, only.
We're about to take a break before we start talking about German attention. History.
put us to sleep. Jesus Christ.
All right, we'll be right back.
Today's sponsor is Proactivity. The holidays are just around the corner, and if you're anything like me, you have some gift ideas rolling around your head, but will procrastinate and wait till the 11th hour to make something happen. With Proactivity, you can put thoughts to action and go out and get the people that you care about a little gifty, for God's sake. It doesn't have to be huge, but try to be thoughtful. Let this be a reminder to get on it with Proactivity.
And we're back. Welcome back from the break. So first up with our very first Reddit sourced question is Jacob.
Hi, everybody. Jake here, coming at your ear holes live or recorded. Okay, so I went to Ask Reddit just to peruse, and I found some pretty good ones. One that I found that actually made me think longer than I think it ought to have, and maybe this will be a short segment, but if your life was a sandwich, what would it be? And I thought about this because at first I was like, oh, obviously like a delicious, like Italian sandwich with peppers and stuff. And then I was like, oh, it's not like what sandwich you'd like to have all the time. So what, I guess
what,
I actually,
what emulates,
I actually,
what emulates your life, right?
Right. I thought about like, what would my sandwich be versus what would I want my sandwich to be, sort of thing.
And oh, anyway, fuck, that, I already know what mine is. Mine's a dipped Italian beef. With like peppers, and just like it just falls apart in the wrapper,
right? But still, would that be? But that would be that. Do you think that would that emulates your life? Like your if your life was a sandwich, it would actually be that.
I mean, some days, other days it's like arugula with garden heirloom tomatoes and some olive oil.
I want some of your self esteem.
Am I manic? Or,
no, I'm kidding. No, I think you're good. No, because those both sound delightful.
No, it's like when you have shitty days, I could just feel like, you know, you look at the people making them and they like take a perfectly good sandwich. They're like, just shove it in a vat and just make it all wet and soggy. And
that's true.
Crack. Well, so this, even though it's still pretty good. It just kind of, no.
Yeah. This question came from user Lewin Aylin, Lewin Aylin. So thank you to that person. I want to make sure give credit where credit's due. I will say though that the most upvoted comment is shit with a period, and I that made me giggle. But I do feel sort of kind of bad for the commenter being like, "Hey, what do you guys think?" And of course, the trolls of the internet are like, "Shit." But yeah, no, I think I'd be like a honestly, I'd be like a not dry but not super moist tuna fish sandwich. Not a melt, just like with an iceberg lettuce slice and a tomato. Like, it does the job. Anna was just talking to me tonight that I probably need to talk to somebody. So I probably need to talk to somebody. But anyway, that's what I was thinking. But I want it to be, there's a sandwich place in New York, in Queens called Sandwich King. It's up next to Ditmars. On the in like the Astoria area, and if any of our listeners are up in that area, go check them out because they have the what is it? They have two big sandwiches. One's the bomb, and one's the Italian, and they are banger sandwiches. And I really wish that I'll tell you what, I'm gonna try to make my life more like the big Italian at that sandwich shop, which I think is gonna be a tall ask, but I'm gonna drive towards that because tuna fish is not really cutting it for me emotionally right now.
What about you, Brandon?
I would probably be a PB&J. Like, it's not the most glamorous sandwich, but it does the job. I'm a little sweetie. It's a sweet sandwich.
What about do you have crests on or off? Tell me more about that.
Oh yeah, are you an uncrustable kind of guy?
No, I'll eat the crust.
I don't know why I'm drilling into your sandwich specifically, but what kind of bread are we talking about? And bread and peanut butter and jelly. Tell me about everything.
probably just plain white bread, like Wonder Bread. Just nice. Unremarkable peanut butter and jelly sandwich, maybe grape jelly.
It's kind of funny because Jake's like, "Ooh, tell me the like what awesome bread." He's like, white."
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Tell me what kind of jelly, like what kind of jelly, like I like Smucker, Tom and Jerry. I don't know, yeah. Whatever.
Probably chunky peanut butter.
Say it slower.
Pretty simple, like, but there's a little bit to crunch on there.
Ooh, speaking of crunch, PB&J, do you put chips on the inside? Do you like that crunch in there? You ever done that?
I've never done that.
Oh, Brandon.
You're missing out.
What are the what's that chip company in the Pacific Northwest that it's, I think it's Oregon actually, that's got the red and white striped bags?
Tim's.
Yeah. Tim's jalapeno in a PB&J. That will fuck your day right up.
It, like chips in pretty much any sandwich. I can't think of many that I'd be like, no, that's kind of gross. Actually, there's probably a few, but
you put in like in most sour cream and onion.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how good it is.
Like cool ranch Doritos on your.
Oh, what did we see? We saw in New Orleans the like crawfish chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Didn't we see those? Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, I would like some of your confidence, please. If you could send some over, that would be neat.
Oh, cool.
But not confidence, like self, like I liked your two options of like of there being like. Yeah, those both sound like good sandwiches. But that's why I like you.
Yeah, they're like there's yeah, let's just assume you're having a shitty day, but it's still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
I mean, we're alive, right? It's like try to find the perspective in it. It might have been a bad day, but try to at least find some happiness and be like, still a good sandwich. You know, like even though I'm soggy and wet and falling apart, I started out pretty good.
It could be a sloppy Joe.
Ooh.
Or a sloppy Joe. Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those open face chili burgers. It just like doesn't end well.
That's like the top answer of this subreddit. It's shit. That's what it looks like. Yeah, shit.
Turns
no, I will say sandwich. Though, I will say that, you know, this is sort of off topic, but I'm somewhat selfishly, the podcast originally started when we wanted to stay connected better, and then we stopped the podcast and we still stayed pretty well connected, but starting this up again, like I don't want to get mushy here, but like I already got the feels for like us being like, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm being positive. I'm really happy to be back here bullshitting with you guys, but I like the energy bouncing between us for talking about stupid stuff like sandwiches. So
as I'm literally looking at a Reddit comment about one thing that I've getting ready to ask, it just says liquid ass. So thanks for your compliment, Jay, because I look at this thing, it says
liquid ass. All right. Well
going back to Bavaria, the sandwich is said to have been invented in 1762 by John Montagu, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, an English aristocrat.
Oh, it was the fourth Earl. I got that wrong on the test.
I thought it was the Duke of Earl.
I thought it was Earl Grey.
All right. So can we go into the next question?
Yep.
Do it.
Or do you have something that you want to say, Brandon? You look like you had a big wind-up coming.
No, I have nothing extra to add about sandwiches.
Well, if you
unless you'd like me to, I can pull up the Wikipedia here.
Feel free to stop me. Okay, so in my Reddit ventures this week, I found this. I found this subreddit called Unethical Life Pro Tips. I found this one that I think it'd be fun to kind of get some ideas together to help reach out to Reddit user HotComputer2420.
Hey.
Shout out to you for this unethical tips. Here's the request. My landlord is a jackass. My contract is ending at the end of this month. What can I do to cause some problems to them, knowing that if I do something to the house, he's going to keep my deposit? So
does he say why his landlord is a jackass?
No, just probably a jackass. Oh. Probably just kind of a dick. So going down through some of these suggestions, I guess I'll start off. One of them was liquid ass. The second one was from Wasabi 519. Drill 1/4-inch holes in each of the walls, put a funnel inside and fill them with piss and bleach. Patch the hole and repaint accordingly. It will take a few days for the smell to overwhelm the entire house. By that time, you'll be long gone.
Yikes. That's dark.
Some people have thought this out. And then the other one kept it simple. Says one word, glitter.
Yeah, glitter is a glitter's a way to.
I mean, I guess
deposit back.
You could just buy a bunch of oil and dump it down the drains.
That was also on there. That was one of the
yeah. I feel like
we recently had this happen in our house, and I was like, oh man, could you imagine if this happened like at the wrong time on all of the faucets? But we had our garbage disposal replaced, and the person who retightened it, like tightened it while the pipes were cold, or while the pipes were hot. So when they got cold water through it, it shrunk. So we were leaking water underneath there and had no idea until I reached in to get the garbage bag.
The drain, the trap,
the P trap kind of thing that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was leaking, yeah. And I reach in. I was like, "Oh God, how long has this been going on?" I was like, "Oh man, one thing you could do to really piss off your landlord is kind of like just make those barely finger just tight, like
loose
so
in every
so it comes in. They just have water damage everywhere."
I mean, I feel like this is dipping into the ethics side of this, but like, I don't what is it? Depending on, I guess, depending on your location, like your safety deposit does not like make you immune to litigation. So like, so careful.
I mean, yeah, there's a difference between like, you know, maybe your dog scratched up the floors a little bit versus like intentionally causing damage, like deliberately.
I think I would do stupid shit. Like I did this to my dad once and he got so pissed. But remember when they used to have the you're at your faucet and it had the hose that you would hose off your dishes and stuff with, but it like sprayed mm-hmm. at you. So
oh, yeah,
there was a thing going around. We put rubber bands around it and I aimed it for my dad. I'd probably do stuff like that around that, like just silly little pranks. So when they come through for inspection and turn it on, the landlord gets sprayed with water and stuff.
Something I just thought of, you could buy a bottle of laundry detergent and just pour the whole thing. If you have a washer and dryer in your unit, you just pour the whole thing in your unit and then it would like go through the holes or whatever so they wouldn't see it. Then the next time somebody started the washing machine, it would suck like, way up.
You could even put it in the in the drain, like directly into the drain. So when it like... Yeah. That actually reminds me, not necessarily related to this, but over the summer, or I guess spring, we had a clog in our drain, and I put a 25-foot snake down it from the roof, so the drain pipe, because I was trying to get it higher up without having to take pipes apart and stuff, and this snake that I had was 25 feet long, and as I like shoved it down, it's like ribbed, right? So it's like zzz, as it goes down. And then I just heard it go zzz, and it like it flew out of the of the turner, and it just went straight down into my pipe, and I heard it go ka-tung, tung, ta-tung, tung, tung. And I was like, no. And so I was trying to fix it, and I thought, wow, I really fucked myself. I made what was like probably gonna be a $200 like a plumber to come out to fix something for $200, and it turned into like a many, many more $100 than that. But I ended up finding another solution, and I was able to get it back out luckily without having to engage someone. But my brother and I have talked about like sounds of failure throughout our life. Like, you know, when you drop a deck of cards and that sound of the deck hitting and then it going, and like, it's like the sound of failure. But that was that added to the list of it like disappearing down the pipe, being like, well, that's gonna fuck everything up.
Just like instant wind out of your sails.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it was at night too, so like I'm on the roof doing this in the middle of the night, and then I just hear it like drop down, and I was like, fuck off.
And then you waited, and then it said, fuck off.
Well, yeah, back to the question. I feel like those are some pretty good. The subreddit has got your back on that one.
Absolutely. You could also just like stuff the dryer pipe so the house burns down. I'm kidding.
I mean, it does fit the bill. Unethical. Yeah.
I do like
smash. Glitter, oh, you smash the windows of the neighboring houses to the left and right. and then leave, and then those neighbors are just going to be irritated at the... That's like long game shit, I guess.
Another one. I mean, you could go by somebody said put a termite colony on the wall.
There's go that. Yeah, you could also buy those like frozen rat or mice carcasses, like the for snakes, like that you buy in bulk or whatever. And then you could just put them in like the crawl space or like in the attic or something. So it's there's
nice.
Just dead rat. Rotting smell that,
or get a bag of dog food and put it periodically, like everywhere in the attic and everywhere in the crawl space. If it's that kind of house,
and or detach the gas stove, critters. And then when somebody else moves in there and tries to cook dinner,
I feel like Brandon and I are coming up with things like, "Ooh, that would be that's kind of clever and like and
kill
like,
them
mischievous," and you're like. They might die.
Yeah, you should put a pressure cooker filled with tacks and then set it inside your microwave.
Well, that's another one. A can of spray paint and microwave.
Well, you should, best of you luck. Should
join,
I hope.
Join a terrorist organization and explicitly like identify where you live. And then and call it a
I day. Mean, you could also, like, instead of ruining the property, you could just like swat your landlord or whatever, like just say, hey, this guy is whatever, he molested my daughter or something, and then like
jeez God. Or you could do the long play is get everybody that's in the complex to band with you and leave one pile of shit on his door every day that gets lit on fire.
Seduce his wife.
Mm-hmm.
There's another idea.
Or you could do the old boy thing and like a long-term thing where you like kidnap and like get him to sleep with his daughter unknowingly and then like hold him hostage for several years and do that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, just do that.
Play a long game.
And just say, gotcha. After like 3 years.
Gotcha, bitch.
Just ruin his life.
Yeah. Come to find out the landlord was just like, please pay your bill on time. And they're like, ugh, I don't have the money yet. Such an asshole. Reddit, what do I do? We're like...
like during COVID.
It'd also be funny if like... he was like renting the basement from his parents or something.
Sleep with his wife, seduce his wife.
Yeah. Blow up their house.
Satire.
Thank you. Thank you, Hot Computer 2420. We'll be sure to leave a comment, at least as to what we would do, allegedly. As a podcast,
you know, since we're centering the content around Reddit, we should start a subreddit. I don't know how one does that. I could probably figure it out, but spitballing. This is our first episode. Get off my back, listeners.
I could try, but I'll have to take some other pictures down.
I'll have to create a new account.
My questions aren't like funny or anything.
What happens when you die?
Well, no, I'll do this one because I think it could be. I mean, it sounds kind of negative, but I think it could be a positive thing. So, this one comes from the subreddit Ask Men Over 30.
That's us.
And the user is DK Meg 22. And this is kind of a long one, but the headline is Body Aches After Socializing. They said, am I alone in that going to social gatherings is physically exhausting? I remember one time I spent a day at my brother's place hanging out with my family and friends. We stayed from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Then we got home around 7 p.m., at which time I promptly crashed and took a 6-hour nap. Before the nap, my body felt like it ached like I worked out. I even said no to a family vacation because the thought of that brought dread, because I feel like I'd be consistently tired and exhausted. I work from home in customer service, but I feel like post-pandemic, my social battery has been depleted by a lot. I could message Facebook chat / WhatsApp groups and be fine, but going out seems like torture. Hypocritically, though, I did go out to 2 EDM music festivals, and after a day of rest, I was okay. And then he added, I'm working on weight loss, fixing my diet, learning to drive, and studying for financial licensing exam. So maybe I might be doing too much, but I felt like this before all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like there's a lot there. We've talked about the pandemic a fair amount in season one, but it's pretty well recognized now that the fallout of the pandemic for social creatures was significant, in that people have what this person's talking about, like a lower social battery. But I think also there's like a physiological battery that needs to be exercised. And I know I have it for myself, but for some people, myself included, being a hermit during the pandemic, we sort of fell into our own, in that we were happy not talking to people, or not happy, but like we settled for it and then we got used to it, and creatures of habit, I guess. But I think there is something real about this that's affecting a lot of people. So I don't think this person's alone. But I would wonder about like working from home. I know when I worked from home, I'm somehow making this all about me. That's not my point. But like when you work from home a lot, you don't end up moving a lot. You don't even walk to the car. You have to make a special effort to get exercise. And if you're sitting unless you have a really good desk setup, like it is in an office, you're sitting on your couch or you're sitting in a comfy chair, which does garbage for posture and stuff like that. So when you're out at social events, your posture is probably mediocre. Your like physiological state is pretty mediocre. And so that is exhausting on a physical level. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I mean, I've always been a more introverted person, but I do feel like since the pandemic, like just going to functions where I maybe haven't seen people in a while, or like people I'm familiar with, like family reunion type things, or seeing acquaintances or whatever, it does feel more awkward. Like I feel like just a much more like making small talk is a lot more painful in a way. and I don't know why that is. I guess just going into the office, you do that kind of stuff all day every day.
It's like a practice thing.
Yeah. But now having to do that in real life again, I don't know. I think it also, I do think being, if you are more of an introvert just naturally, I think regardless of the pandemic, I do think being around, like having to be around people and like kind of you're performing in a way. You're having to, you know, keep up pleasantries and things like that. I think it can be exhausting just mentally. It's like if you've ever been on a long road trip where you've driven, you know, several hours in a stretch, like even though you're just sitting there, like driving is a active thing, and you do feel tired afterwards, even though, you know, you were sitting the whole time. But I think it's kind of like that. Like it does take a toll on just your, I think it's just mentally fatiguing. I don't know.
Matt, I feel like you're often on the opposite side of the spectrum from Brandon and I, as far as like you're a, what I sort of consider, and frankly, I'm a little jealous of, like your social skills are really good and your interest in people is really good. So you sort of authentically approach social situations. I guess you also were like in that business for a long time and still are, I guess. So
yeah.
What do you think?
I guess, well, first, excuse me. I find it interesting that there's people our age that are still learning to drive. I'd like to know, like, I'm always curious by that. Like, you're 39 and, like, never drove?
Well, maybe he lives in New York and he's never needed to.
No, absolutely. I'm just very, I always want to know the stories because I feel like that's something that at least we've all done at some point up at this point. But all that aside, I guess I'd consider myself pretty extroverted. And I've thought about this a lot because at post-COVID, I don't feel as kind of like intuitive or conversational with strangers as I used to be. And I think a little bit about what that might be is it's you're speaking a language, right? And if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you're sitting around for 12, 16 months inside your house, not really seeing people, and then everybody loses that language that once had it because they weren't using it, you throw them in a room together and they don't know how to talk anymore. So I don't think it's just one individual. I think it's kind of a more broad, bigger issue of it's not just you. It's not your fault. You don't know how to do this anymore. And neither does this person. And I feel a little like I lost a good bit of that during COVID. So.
Yeah.
That is interesting. It seems like we're almost arguing that like having social skills is kind of a use it or lose it sort of thing.
Well, I think that's, I think that's true. And think about also that we're talking about a relatively specific kind of social skill, which is, United States centric. There are social skills all over the place. And if you're not familiar with a social practice in another country, say, I've seen that people are, it's just, it's a skill. It's like learning a new skill. And, what do they say? It's like 10,000 hours that it takes to master, a skill or a particular, I'm losing the words, but particular sort of feat.
I know there are, other countries where small talk isn't really a thing. It's kind of frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I should probably move to one of those countries because I do. I don't know. Like it's not that I dislike talking to people because I do, but I think it has to be something that is kind of interesting because just like, oh man, did you, see the weather that we had yesterday, like that kind of stuff is, I don't know.
It's like the superficial really small talk, the sort of the in-between stuff while you get to a common ground, because in order to find a common ground with someone that you actually do have an interesting conversation with, or it's like similar interests, you have to sort of like find it first, unless you're at a convention where the convention is that thing that you're then like, able to orbit and discuss. But yeah, speaking of pleasantries, Eastern European countries oftentimes deal with that social, the sort of pleasantry interaction as a non-existent thing. And my sister-in-law is an absolute delight, but she is from Bulgaria and she's a lot of fun because oftentimes things will come out of her mouth that are like, and I live in the South now. So like whereas everyone's being like, so like overtly pleasant and she's just like very direct. And it's so much fun to watch. Like even just that, like simple interactions at a restaurant, it's just like, give me some popcorn because it's absolutely delightful. And she's wonderful. Like she's very nice, but she's just like super direct.
Like, do you have an example? of like an interaction, like maybe you guys have been out to a restaurant or something. And
yeah, I'm trying to think of a specific example, but yeah, I mean, she has dietary restrictions that she's not, or like if someone, she like expects answers also for like if this makes her sound like an asshole, but if a plate doesn't show up for some reason, and instead of it being like,
Sorry, if you're not busy, do you mind going?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's like, where's the plate? Why is it late? And people are like, well, it's because, and she's like, well, we ordered everything at the same time. They should come out at the same time. And they're like, and I'm just like watching it, being like, what's going to happen next? She's also been here for 20 some odd years. So she's well acclimated, and she's really good at
they're like, oh, I hope you enjoy your spit burger.
Yeah. Right.
Hogged in my burger. I don't know. I do enjoy. So I have to really appreciate the small talk, because getting the ability to kind of like get through an awkward situation with somebody that you might not necessarily, right. You just get put into a room, but having the skill to like actually have a decent and engaging conversation with them, I do really enjoy. But I also appreciate the fact that, you know, Brandon, that would make you jump out of your skin. Like, just bust through the door to try to get out of there. So I appreciate both sides, but I don't know. I do think it's really important, but I'm also just a naturally inquisitive person. I truly do want to get to know every person that is sitting there, because I think they all have something to share. But you know, if you get the wrong person, that's also a problem.
your authentic interest in engaging in people is something really refreshing. And I was, you know, we've had a bunch of these calls, whether it's something that we record or just something that we call each other and shoot the shit. But going to New Orleans with you guys was a lot of fun, to be able to be in your presence and watch how you socially interact. Matt, you can strike up a conversation with anybody, which I think is such a wonderful and unique skill. And it comes from a place of authenticity, which I think was really, really wonderful. But speaking of moments where Brandon wants to crawl out of his skin.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't it the same bar that you won a lot of money from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Also, thank you for that compliment, Jake.
What's that?
Thank you for that compliment, by the way. I do appreciate that.
Oh, listen, it's real. I mean, I think it's excellent. I think it's an excellent thing that you naturally come by. Meanwhile, Brandon and I naturally come by being like, please don't talk to me. And we
well, have the, I mean,
not,
I
oh no, that's not true. I guess
I will say, like, I do think, like, if somebody
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, no, I think if I am thinking about like conversations, like we did talk to a lot of strangers in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I think if they were, you know, we were talking about like generally think this sounds selfish, but like things that are of interest to me, then it's more engaging.
Sure.
And like I do like talking to people about like where they're from, what it's like there, like especially like local students, like Louisiana and New Orleans is interesting to me just because it's different from where I'm from.
And but so those are questions to get to the things that are of interest to you. Like, that person's mm-hmm. not going to want to talk to you if you're like, oh, hey, yeah, what's your name? Okay, hey, do you like Legos? You know, or whatever. You'd be like, you know, you're meeting somebody at the carousel bar, and right? Right. Or any bar, and mm-hmm. it's like, hey, what's your name? Where are you from here? Or are you traveling? Those are the questions, though, that get you to that point. But you don't doing those?
Well, no. I mean, like that stuff is okay. Or like, hey, oh, hey, what are you drinking? That looks good. Oh, yeah. Well, we went to this place and it was really, you know. And I think if you just like, you know, you can start that way. But,
But I would say even that is a skill set. Like, it's like to be able to be comfortable asking that and then to have that be a jumping point or a jump off point to a follow-up question or a follow-up conversation topic. Like, that's tough. And it's a skill set that I do not have mastery of. I can sometimes succeed and sometimes, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've had many times in even in the last year because of I'm in a relatively new position or new job, but you know, you say something, you say one thing or one thing and a follow-up thing in hopes that the conversation would carry on, and then like it falls flat, and then and you just stand there with a drink in your hand, you're just like, I would like to be anywhere else other than
that's another like case in point for the COVID thing, right? Because it's like we've lost the ability to go back and forth with each other. It's one of those well, I know. Big gulps, huh? It's one of those, see you later. And then, you know, and that's where the conversations usually end. But I don't think that's at the fault of anybody else. It's just it has been forgotten because we kind of were put in that position.
Like those kind of bro-y guys smoking cigars talking about their contractor work that they were doing or whatever.
That was awful. But that's like that's on the other side of that spectrum. That's the side of too much. Like, obviously,
do you think that's where you got COVID? Did we get COVID from them?
I probably, honestly, I probably had COVID before, like, I probably got it on the plane ride there, because it takes a little while to, anyway.
Sure, that's true. Sorry to ask your medical business.
That's called, like, a mass spreader? A mass something?
Yeah, mass spreader.
Party. Spreading party.
Just so I don't lose the story, we went to a bar that the bartender was this very gregarious woman who did not wear very much, and she was like, "I'm a musical artist," and we're like, "Cool," and she's like, and she like yelled at her bartending buddy, and she's like, "Put my song on," and we're like, "Oh, okay,
wait,
cool.
can we just she had obviously get really into this. She was she had had a few drinks, but when you say she didn't wear very much, I do think it's important to say this was a larger individual with, you know, big chest scissors, and she was still wearing even less, which made this.
She was wearing like barely a bikini top,
which made this incredibly awkward.
And so she was like, and she was super, super nice, but she was like, "Play my song." And we're like, "Oh, cool. This is the song. This is your song. That's neat." And then she started singing it.
Well, no, she told us about how she came up with the song. She was like on a road trip and she like wrecked her car while
she crashed her car while she was singing or riding it. No, she was riding it. She was like, "I was riding it while I was driving back."
She's trashed, and this is like 3 p.m. Boy, yeah, that was the first time we were there.
And then she like started singing, but then she sang the whole song like at Brandon,
like it was karaoke
at Brandon. And I was sitting like, oh my gosh, I was sitting, you know, like on the corner of this bar, and Brandon was on one side and Matt and I were on the other, and we could just watch Brandon, and he was absolutely crawling out of his skin. Like he had like a very pleasant smile on his face. Like, but anyone who's listening who knows Brandon knows what sort of situation that put us all in, but Brandon in particular was just like,
I wish there was a way to go back and like see what your heart rate was. It was like, it's like, what is that beat? Is she on? I think she's off beat. It's
like, why can't the power go out right now so it kills this music?
If you had the power to just snap and be and teleport yourself somewhere or turn off the power, like it was.
I will say, I mean, though, like,
her music,
these personalities,
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, it was fine. I mean, I don't think she had like a bad song or anything, but just somebody being like, here's my art, judge it right now. Tell me what you think. And like, or like sit there while I like it was like unsolicited. We didn't say, "Hey, let's listen to your song." It was like, "I'm going to perform this for you." And so you just have to sit there and like, I'm not gonna be like, "This stinks."
He still got feelings about this.
Oh man,
it was just it was very awkward, and
it was super awkward. But
also, like, people
It's those personalities that are attracted to you. It's like because it's like when you go to somebody's house and they're like, oh man, they have cats. I don't really like cats. Where does the cat want to go? It wants to sit on your lap.
Yeah.
It wants to be all over you because it can tell like you're just gonna have to sit there and take it.
And like sincerity it makes me uncomfortable. And like she was like singing her heart out or whatever, and
she really was. Bless her.
And so I don't know, I was just like, oh god, like I don't know. I wish the place had gotten robbed or something while we were there, but
like god, somebody come in and club me now.
That whole interaction lives rent free in my head for the rest of my life.
It's uncomfortable because she is like she's literally wearing like a bikini top.
Oh yeah.
And it's like I don't want to look you in the eye, but then I also don't want.
It was so funny, and then that was the other thing that was so funny is that that like the other person behind the bar was this sort of like laid back, chill lady who like she like looked at us a few times, being like showing us sympathy. Like she knows what kind of wild creature her coworker was.
I work with her every day.
Yeah, exactly. And she sort of gave us like so after she was done singing, she was like, put on my other song. And then she's like, no, I don't think so.
It was kind of like the gym look though, like in the camera, like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, can't really do much.
Yeah, sorry guys. That was good. Good fun. Does that take us out?
That's gonna, yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that's gonna wrap her up for the first one. It's on the longer side, but we had to get in touch with you guys. We had to see how you're doing.
Our return.
Do we have a call to action?
Listen more. Sign up on Patreon. Patreon's back.
That's a good point. Yeah, the Patreon is back. It's patreon.com/qualifiednonsense, right? That sounds right.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right. I don't have it written down.
Who are we?
We're back on Patreon. Yeah, just if you want to write in an email, qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Hit us up on our socials. Look for us on Reddit, apparently, where maybe you can submit a question and we'll read it. So.
How non-committal.
Yeah,
maybe. You could maybe go there if you get bored and you might find it, but I mean...
Or hey, here's a call to action. Listeners, set up a Reddit for us and run everything.
There you go.
Got him.
Surely we have one super fan out there.
Hey, but everybody listening, thanks. And also, just like send us a hi. You don't even have to send us a question. We like hearing from you. We already got some action on a teaser post that that Matthew sent out. So,
And you will be shocked to know it is actually us running our social profiles. Boomers be managing.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of memes.
Greatest generation of all time.
Well, we will see you back here next week. You learn what one thing means.
All right, we'll be back here to riz you up.
Bet.
No cap.
No cap.
Bye.
Bunch of sigmas.
Bunch of mids.